Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
We're coming at you Carney style tonight at AfterBuzz TV, talking Real Housewives of Dallas, Killing Time in Austin. We're talking with Leslie Berkland and Marie Reyes right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the after show for the Real Housewives of Dallas. We have a jam-packed show for you tonight, so you're not going to want to miss a minute. And let's talk about everything that's going to happen. But first, we need to introduce who's here in the studio. Leslie Berkland has returned.
Yay! Thank you!
Welcome back. I know you have a lot to say.
I have a lot to say, but I'm never at a loss for words, so...
We have missed your commentary.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So glad you're back.
Yes. So I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and sitting next to me...
is Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Urlina, and you can find me at Thomas Urlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Tell them. This is DJ Richie Sky. You can find me everywhere at DJ Richie Sky.
And a special thanks to Britt for opening for us tonight.
As always.
Right? Thank you. It's a special episode.
We just decided that when in doubt, default to Britney.
Yes.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong. If you're ever struggling for a song, Britney.
Default to Britney. Yeah. Well, Marie, hopefully she's come down from the fighting in tonight's episode. We're going to hear from her coming up in this episode at, maybe perhaps sooner than later. But we need to talk a little bit and catch up with Leslie and see what she's thinking so far since we've seen her last. What are you thinking and how are you feeling about the season?
I think the season is actually getting a lot better, and the gals are, there's a little more synergy, and especially with this episode, when we talk about it, that they're more connected as a group. Disconnected, but yet connected. Very disconnected. But I can just see the more of the relationships. It's taken, nine episodes to really have each character show, exactly who they are and their development, and I'm liking it, yeah.
Good.
That's true. That's something we've been saying, I think especially you, Grant, where it's like every episode has been them individually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now, like, slowly but surely, they're coming together as a group. We've seen them on this trip, right. slowly but surely.
Well, we have Marie on the line, so come and join the panel. Marie, how's your night going?
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, we have to ask you so many questions, as you can imagine. So fill us in real quick. I want to know, what has your experience been like on the show?
It was interesting. I got to do a lot of things that normally I probably just with work and family, I wouldn't have pushed, the extra midnight oil to go to. So a lot of, a lot of different places, different restaurants and events and fun things that I was exposed to. It was an interesting thing being part of a collaborative project, and the emotions and the personalities, of course, when you're dealing with women, that all plays into it too. And I was a psychiatric nurse early in my career, so I really focused a lot on how everybody's feeling about everything. And so definitely it was jam-packed with a lot of, a lot of emotion, which I'm sure, is pretty normal for housewives.
Did you find yourself breaking it down because of being a psychiatric nurse, like thinking, okay, well, she has this disorder and this one has this disorder?
Yes.
I mean, at different times, different moments, yes. I mean, there were times where I was, you start to see little insecurities with different people, and I try not to focus on them. I really wanted to get to know all of the girls better. So I made a point of really trying to get to know kind of what they were all about, what their background was like, what did they study in college, what, kind of who they are. because coming into it, I knew Leanne and Tiffany, but I did not have a relationship with Carrie, Brandy, or Stephanie, or Courtney. So
how far did your relationship go back with Leanne?
I'm sorry?
How far did your relationship go back with Leanne? Because I know some comments had been made, yeah. but specifically.
Yeah, 1997. So, okay.
Almost 20 years.
Years.
Okay.
Almost, yeah.
What
yeah.
was the basis of your relationship? Was it just your modeling careers? Did you socialize for the last 20 years?
A little bit of both. So we worked as spokesmodels for a company that we did their conventions, and we traveled together for about 4 shows per year for 11 years, which comes out, mm-hmm. I did the math, it came out to like almost a full month. About every 12 months we were together out of town.
Oh, wow.
You know, she is a much different person when she's alone, you know, with the makeup off and, you know, in her pajamas, painting her nails, watching TV. So there was a lot of intimacy in that relationship because of the time that we had on the road together. She was also at my wedding. She planned a lot of the decorations for my wedding reception. Mm-hmm. And she was at the birth of my daughter as well.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So you guys have been very close. Mm-hmm.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Did you tell Taylor about the poop story? Like, I mean, that's the question of the night. I
We're
mean, I just
to
gotta
know.
We're dying to know that.
No.
You did
no,
not.
I didn't.
Okay.
So it didn't come from me. And if you guys remember earlier in the season, Taylor makes a statement about Marie told me a story. She pooped her pants one time. And then tonight, obviously, you saw the clip on the van where Brandy says, well, at least I didn't shit in a bag in the back of a car. So, you know, there was a very, very distinct, you know, story that happened 13 years ago that, you know, included those facts. Taylor was trying to entertain Brandy and Stephanie, the like poop fart girls, with something funny. And then when they pressed him for details, he was like, I'll get back to you. You know, he did not know the story. And he's come on. He did one of the Periscopes with me where he apologized to me for getting me in that mess. And, you know, saying basically he was trying to be funny. And,
it backfired.
He thought it would be cute, actually, to have that story get back to Leanne via Brandy and watch Leanne chop Brandy's head off. So he thought he was, you know, he was stirring the pot and he was being silly. But all things considered, if the punchline of the story is that you crapped in your own birthday present and you actually know that story, you don't leave out like the best details of the story. So, you know, clearly Taylor did not know the story, and the story does get told, but it gets told by Tiffany. That is yet to be seen.
But
so
where did Taylor get his information from? Where did he get this idea of the
story?
Rumor of the story? Yeah.
Well, I asked him that, and he said that he wanted to come film that night, and he had never seen Housewives before, and he pulled up an episode. I guess Bethany Frankel pees in a bucket in her wedding dress. I didn't see that.
I remember
episode.
This.
Yes.
Yes.
And so Taylor said that he pulled, you know, he had never seen Housewives, so he's like, I guess he pulled up an episode to watch, and he had seen Bethany Frankel pee in a bucket. And so I guess that was, he told me that was kind of like where he came up with the idea, but he was like, girl, I was just being funny. And I was like, well,
but Leanne confessed.
Yeah. So
Leanne confessed to, not, she didn't say she pooped in a bag, and that was her big issue. It wasn't a bag, she pooped in her pants. And so.
No, actually, she pooped in a basket. That's why.
What?
What?
Yeah.
You were giving me life.
It was a gift basket.
And
a basket.
Oh,
excuse me.
A gift basket. That's where. Yeah.
I have to know.
Oh,
was the basket empty, or was there a gift still in it before she added a gift to it?
Oh my gosh.
By the time that she jumped out of the car and dragged the gift basket, I don't know if the present was out of it or
I don't know.
It was dark. I was driving. I can't be like completely right. spot on for my details 13 years ago in the dark. But
this goes a while ago. This is an older story that's resurfacing. She probably thought this was amongst 3 people and it was going to be dead before it would come
right.
back to life.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And I mean, I had completely forgotten about it. And, you know, when it came full circle and I heard that from the back of the van, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm like, somebody has told the real story. Like, what is this?
Oh, my gosh, Marie, I have a question.
That there was some betrayal going on there because I knew it wasn't me. Yeah, but, yeah, those details were too specific.
Oh, my gosh, Marie, I have a question. So do you see yourself on the show if they would have asked you to join? Would you be on Real Housewives of Dallas?
Are you saying for this particular season or
for next season?
Or
when it
for
gets
the next
up?
Season as a main cast member?
Oh my gosh. You know, I don't know. I think for me at this point in my life, I really want to do projects with people that I'm enjoying spending my time with. And my time is really precious to me. So that's kind of up to, who's still around. You know, if there is a season two, I would, I would consider it possibly depending on who was, going to participate.
What if Leanne was still on it?
I'm sorry?
What if it was Leanne and Tiffany are on the show for next season, if it goes to next season? Then would you do it?
No.
Okay, I get it. Didn't let you dance around that one.
I can work with Leanne. Leanne and I know Leanne, and I'm comfortable at least with the idea of knowing that Leanne and I can find a common ground. But Tiffany is a different story. I just find that very toxic, and I don't want that to be part of my life. And no amount of money or anything would make that make sense to me.
Listen, Marie, you've injected quite a bit of life into this show.
Yes.
Ironically, and you seem so peaceful. I think you should come back regardless.
Oh yes.
We all think you would be great.
We all agree on that.
Oh, you're so sweet. I mean, I have had a lot of fun with, it's something, of course, I work in a medical spa, so, my whole life is my kids and my work, and this was something that was, I thought would be a fun project to do with my friends at the time, and it's unfortunate that things have turned out the way they are right now. It was never something that I would have wanted, and I'll say it, over and over again, I will always love Leanne. We had a very, intimate relationship, and she has very few intimate relationships. And I had one with her. And there are parts of her, the real Leanne that no one else will ever get to meet because they don't have the ability to have that intimacy. And, we're not friends now, and that's sad. I did, of course, hear all the warnings from everybody about how these shows can ruin relationships, and it never really occurred to me. I think I was just too naive to think that, there would be anything too serious or too, horrible that, friends or couples couldn't work through. But, I guess the big scheme of things is that, yes, indeed, the stress of the spotlight creates situations that, people find, bring out sometimes the worst in people, which is, not fortunate, but, I'm still crossing my fingers and hoping that people grow and continue on their spiritual journeys on their own and that, there will at some point be a happy ending.
Marie, did you think at any point that Leanne was acting up for the cameras? I know you had a very separate relationship with her one-on-one. So this behavior from her, was it surprising to you? Was it out of character?
Not really. I mean, I've seen her go off the walls many times in the last 20 years. So, of course, I've seen all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say is that this last 7 years that she's been with Rich, she has seemed the most grounded as I've ever seen her. This relationship has been the best relationship that I've seen.
Yeah. That's good news.
I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
What did you make of the comments that Stephanie and Brandy had tonight regarding you and Tiffany and how you enable and you kind of almost, you enable Leanne's unstable behavior and you don't kind of pull her to a side and tell her what's up?
Well, I can say that I agree that we definitely were enabling bad behavior that weekend. I made a conscious choice after the first night that I wasn't going to tolerate abuse like that again, but I was also not going to ruin the entire trip for everybody else, that was something I was going to deal, with Leanne in a different way. However, you guys obviously know about the TextGate situation. Mm-hmm. I've been pretty clear about the fact that when she does act out, I draw the line. I am not going to support behavior where she is irrational, out of control, throwing things, cursing at people, acting a fool. Mm-hmm. And, that is, my text messages were honest. They were coming from a place of love. I thought she needed some help getting herself grounded. I mean, she was overreacting and letting things, obviously get her to a point where she, took off her shoes and punched a trolley. And I mean, it was chaos.
It really was.
I think people believe you. Yeah. I think people, they believe you. The text messages, we know that it went back and forth and that some of them were eliminated from Tiffany's side, but it was coming from a caring person.
She took her entire part of the conversation out. She agreed with everything I said. And then she eliminated all my, all her agreeing with me, and then showed Leanne, oh, here's Marie making all this psychoanalysis of you and judging you. And, I was just saying, look, we've got a 911 fire, guys. This needs to stop. I mean, this is not how we want to be seen on national television. So, this wasn't what anybody wanted. It wasn't what Leanne wanted. I've been pretty open about it. I would draw the line. I refuse to ever, be abused like that again. I was kind of stuck down there. Part of me thinks I should have called 911 that night. And, I've toyed with that on and off. I'm like, is that something I really want? Was she really just had too much to drink and was let the anger get the best of her? I don't know. It's been very difficult for me to relive this episode. I think I've watched it 5 or 6 times now. I've cried all but tonight. Tonight was the first time I got through
it. I have a quick question. How did that whole argument start?
Yeah, what went down? Because
the cameras didn't really catch it.
Yeah, how did it all come about? We only had a little clip.
I was ambushed. They had pulled, the crew had left maybe 15 minutes before it happened. So she had been holding the anger inside, because deep inside of her, she felt like I betrayed her. And that was her reality at that moment. She truly felt like I betrayed her. The truth was, it wasn't me. It was Tiffany. But she, in her mind, was convinced it was me.
Why did you think it was Tiffany, Marie?
Because of the text. I'm sorry?
You're putting blame on Tiffany?
Well, because Brandy and Stephanie I didn't know at that time, but afterwards Brandy and Stephanie came forward and said, no, Tiffany told us that story. So I can blame Tiffany because Brandy and Stephanie flat out told me that Tiffany told them the story. But I didn't know that. I only had to assume at that time because I knew I hadn't told the story. Mm-hmm. And, they were right. There were only 3 of us in the car. So, I had to assume it had to be Tiffany. Plus she got an interview question about it, which, hello. I didn't get any interview questions about it. So you were obviously on camera at some point talking about it. If you got an interview question about it.
When she threatened to kill you, I'm so sorry, but when she threatened to kill you, we couldn't hear if she said she was going to slit your throat or if she was just going to kill you. What was it?
She said, I'm going to kill you. Actually, she said, I'm going to gut you.
Right.
She said the way we handle things like this in the Carney world is we gut people like you. And she was chasing me around the kitchen island in the lake house. And there was a bowl on the counter. And all this is in my blog, too. But there was a bowl on the counter. She kicked the bowl. She slammed and threw the bowl my direction. Of course, I moved around. So basically, we were like going around and around the island screaming.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to gut you Carney style. We slaughter people like you. And then she said she was going to buy dog food at Taylor's store and claim her dog died and tell everybody on social so he would, be in bankruptcy. It was...
Wow.
It was off the charts, and it was the tone of her voice, too. She was just so incredibly, like viscerally affected and
aggressive and
full of rage, And I've seen her go off on people. I've never seen it like that, and I've never seen it toward me.
At the time that you guys were on the road trip, did she know that Carrie filmed what happened or those moments where they got it on camera?
And she did not know until the next morning, and I think that's part of the reason why she had to address it with the entire house. I'm like, it wouldn't have mattered even if it wasn't taped. Like, the entire house heard it. It was 10 o'clock at night. It wasn't that late. And, you could hear a pin drop in that house. It's in the middle. It's on a lake. It's pretty remote. It was totally silent. And, I was in a bedroom upstairs. Carrie and Courtney were in the furthest bedroom, and they were the ones who grabbed their phones. I'm like, you know, I'd love everybody grab their phone to hit record, but they don't call 911. I'm like, this day, I'm like, should I have a resentment about the fact that you guys, like, somebody's like, well, I was hiding under the bed. And I'm like, did it occur to anybody to maybe dial 911?
They've got their priorities right for the show.
That nobody came downstairs to stop and intervene at that point. Yeah. Like, yeah. They were so concerned.
No, precisely. You know, luckily, you know, the fight ended without any physical confrontation, only verbal threats. And then I was in tears. I ran upstairs. I called Taylor immediately. I was like, you know, you'll never believe what just happened. And I, you know, I think I'd spent an hour on the phone with him, you know, crying. A couple of the girls did come and check on me. And then, of course, the next morning they came and checked on me. But she had been like that anger had been boiling. And if you saw when we got to the house, you know, Brandy and Stephanie had mentioned the poop thing again when they were in the room, and Tiffany was in there, and she just kind of rolls her eyes and walks through the doorway like, oopsies. And then she goes outside and immediately like digs the knife in even more. And it's like, oh, guess what? They're in there talking about the poop story again. I'm like, you know, could she have not just let it lie? I mean, Leanne's already upset
Jeez,
about it. I mean,
yeah.
Really need to go outside and like stab the fork in it even more, you know? And like, yeah. So yeah. I think that the fire just burned, and everybody was drinking from Dallas all the way down on the drive, and more alcohol at the house when we got there, then more alcohol through dinner. So we're talking about, you know, a day of drinking from noon until 10 p.m. 10 full hours of alcohol flowing.
Alcohol fueled.
So, you know, that was fueling, I'm sure, some of the
passions.
You know, the fire, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
So I have one question.
Yes.
So did the crew provide you with alcohol in addition to the alcohol that we saw you drinking?
Probably.
Well, okay. I'm just going to say that's how it was on Big Ridge, Texas.
My understanding is they stopped the whole
house. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so actually, there was a joke. You guys will love this.
Yes.
There was a joke when we packed up. Somebody said, oh my gosh, you guys have so much wine left. If this had been New York's cast trip, they would have gone through three times this
time. Oh my gosh.
I believe it.
So evidently, we all hold a candle to New York's drinking.
Right.
Yes.
I want to ask from a production standpoint, because the production crew was not there when that whole fight happened. So the next day, like, how did you fill the crew in, like, on the story producers? Or, like, you know, were they angry that they missed out? Like, I'm just so curious, like, what happened the next day?
Yeah, I mean, I heard that I think they got in some trouble for not having the lipstick microphone GoPro.
Not capturing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of other productions will do that. They also, a lot of times, will have an overnight producer stay on site, and we had neither of that. You know, Carrie, luckily, you know, Carrie did have some audio of it. So they were able to use that to piece the story together, because otherwise there wouldn't have been a good way to complete the episode with why everything was so messed up the next day.
But you
because
know what, though,
you saw us all having fun and doing somersaults on tables, and then the next thing you know, I'm crying.
So. I love a good off-screen fight, because I feel like that always causes the most confusion for every cast.
Yeah.
Well, could we possibly see this video at the reunion?
I mean, this is just my, you know, my gut tells me that the there was a part of it on the episode tonight. So I think that the majority of the video that was captured was what you saw tonight on the episode. So I don't think there was any more of that audio video that was released at the reunion.
Yeah.
Anything else
not that I'm aware of. I saw most of the segment. You know, I was there for most of the reunion, so I didn't see anything to that effect. I wasn't out on the couch the whole time, though.
Anything that we can expect at the reunion?
Well, I mean, the normal.
More than usual.
You know, you're a liar. No, you're a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar.
And, you know, a lot of finger pointing.
You own the internet. You bought the internet, and you're a liar.
Exactly. I bought the internet. Yes, I did. I bought the internet. I bought the internet solely for the purpose of harassing people, because I have nothing else to do with my time.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting, though, that this is the second time we've seen Leanne, like, lose her mind. Mm-hmm. The first was at the whole party.
At Marie's party.
And she freaked out on Brandy, and everybody else was sort of collateral. And then, and then this is the second time she's sort of gone crazy on you, and she's threatening your life and all this craziness. I kind of would like to know everyone's opinions on Leanne's behavior. Leslie, what do you think about her kind of taking this stance against Marie and everybody else?
I think she is crazy. I mean, I know personally because I, you know, I've worked
with her. You knew
her,
yeah.
And what she did, the yelling and screaming, she did to me. And what I thought was really interesting is there was an article where Tiffany obviously was the person that was writing about it saying, she's married to a police officer. She would never do that. She can't do this. And when she was yelling at me, she was using her police officer boyfriend saying,
as a threat?
Yes, he will get you. He will, you know, has inside, you know, intel that he can find out on people. He can do all that. She has no fear because she's using her police officer boyfriend.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, no, she is very scary. And then she denied that she said anything to me. We weren't on camera, but we were mic'd up. And she was yelling at me again after a scene. And the producers came around, and she goes, I never said that. And I said, we were mic'd up. And the producer said, we heard it. And she just turned red, which is weird because she's already red. But she turned red everywhere and walked away. And actually, that was the end of her ever talking to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she was busted.
Okay, so you're familiar with this.
Yeah.
Do you feel like she uses her childhood story as, you know, her MO?
Oh, yeah. That's a crutch. But now, but her boyfriend she uses for strength. And the thing is on social media, he is threatening people, too, just like she is. Mm-hmm. And so they're a team. They're, you know, tag-teaming people. Like, he will say, I'm going to get you off of Twitter as if, you know, I mean, using his inside police officer, you know, whatever power they have or, you know, and they can because with Twitter, you do have to have the police or there actually has to be a case in order to get something. So he's threatening to get people off of Twitter, close down, shut their accounts.
Oh, wow. She really likes to come from that place, Leanne, of like authority and talking down on somebody and telling somebody what they can and cannot do. And what list she's going to take them off of or whatever. So that's interesting, too. It's very telling of her personality.
I feel like with Leanne, it's the delivery. It's how she talks to people. If she had, like, a softer approach, maybe she wouldn't be such a villain on this season. But, I mean, I kind of am sympathetic to her story because she has been very open.
Yeah.
And I just feel like no one is getting her personality, and she's fighting through it with people, with
but
Marie,
she's being open
with
not being open. That's... I was abandoned. Okay, now we find out she was 3 years old and her grandmother raised her. That could be a beautiful thing. And then her life was so horrible in the carnival. Does that mean her grandmother was the carny person? I mean, things just kind of aren't adding up. I think she just went to the circus.
Yeah, only in the summers. Yeah, the carnival was only in the summers.
Yeah, but at the same time...
Yeah, that's interesting.
What we will say, though, is she did admit that she flies off the handle and that's her way of doing things. Like, she didn't sit there and say, I didn't do anything. Like, she didn't... And like,
she fesses up.
Yeah, unlike your situation, Leslie, where she just said, I never said that. She is owning that she did certain things, but I didn't know it was as extreme as Marie, as you mentioned, with the bowl in the middle and chasing someone around an island. I mean, we didn't get that far.
Marie, when she apologized and the other girls kind of wouldn't let up off of her, how were you feeling at that moment?
Absolutely miserable. It was just, the entire thing was horrific. I was distraught. I hadn't really been able, I'm a slow emotional processor. I need to like really like sit on things. I'm not a fast reactor. So, you know, I was still caught up in the fact that somebody that I have been friends with and that I love and I thought loved me had threatened my life. And I just wasn't able to really, you know, think logically. I'll be honest. I was overwhelmed. And, you know, I could tell that everybody else was very fearful, which was completely warranted. And, you know, I just wanted her to hug me and tell me she loved me and she was sorry. I just wanted a heartfelt, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean what I said. You know, that's what I wanted. But that's not what I was getting. I got the whole, okay, you have to talk to me right now. You know, it was sort of like it was a chore that she had to do because everybody else was spinning around and You know, she did give the blanket apology to the whole group, but it just seemed like a fake apology.
Okay. Do you think Tiffany is jealous of you? Because she sort of seems to be the shit starter with Leanne and making her believe this.
Absolutely, yes. And that's what I go into that with my blog. It seems like every single time Leanne ends up blowing up, Tiffany has instigated and propelled the, you know, confrontation. It's a constant the whole season. And it just took me a long time to realize that was what was going on, because, you know, everybody, you know, my relationship with Leanne was different than Leanne and Tiffany's relationship. Now, granted, you know, Tiffany had been gone for 17 years and probably only came to Dallas like 5 times of the 17 years she didn't live here. So I mean, she really wasn't around.
Well, she was busy making movies.
Well, yeah.
Oh, snap. Okay, Marie, since you know Leanne so well, what do you see for your friendship? Do you feel like this is just one of those things that you guys can repair, or do you feel like this is the end?
Well, I mean, based on her blog tonight, I mean, she's still basically saying I'm the worst, most horrible person on the planet, and so there, you know, I don't know what type of, you know, work I'm talking about, like therapy type work. I don't know what type of work she's doing on her side, but she's clearly not at a point where she can put the past in the past and you know, think about a possible different friendship on a different level.
But you remain hopeful.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful because, I mean, honestly, like I said, we had a lot of commonalities, but we had nothing in common. And, you know, for me, for that loyalty of knowing that, you know, she was there for me at many, many milestones in my life that I will forever remember. I mean, I just saw my daughter's, she had this little puppy at the nursery when she was born, and everybody signed it. And I just saw that the other day and saw Aunt Leanne on the puppy. So, I mean, yeah, there will always be that, you know, those things that are milestones in my life that she was part of, and vice versa. So, you know, I'd like to not, you know, she's so black and white with this when she finds a situation or a person where she just decides to write them off, you know. Mm-hmm. However, it's interesting, like when we stopped talking, she rekindled a friendship that she had, you know, blacklisted for 7 years. So anything is possible.
So 7 years from now. Now, you mentioned that you would even do a lie detector test on this episode.
Yeah. I'm full on for that.
Okay.
I completely, because I felt like she doesn't need to sit here and feel like I betrayed her. I don't want her to feel that way, because I know I didn't tell the story. I mean, it's such a silly thing for people to threaten lives over. I was like, poop, for goodness sakes.
I happen to know a good one, and so just give me a call.
Oh, my gosh. I said I'd do it that night. I said it more, you know, over the last year. And then at one point she told one of my, one of our mutual friends that happens to be an attorney, she goes, oh, no, her husband's a lawyer, and she's been trained how to pass a polygraph. Oh. So, you know, Leanne will never believe her results. I'm like, what am I in the CIA?
It's a no-win situation.
No-win. That's right.
No-win.
I'm not in the CIA. I think you have to be like, you know, like 1% of 1% of people who could pass a polygraph, for goodness sakes, if they're lying.
Well, so, she doesn't want to believe it. She wants to believe Tiffany at this point in her life. So I think she is all up Tiffany's butt right now.
No,
so.
You're completely right. And, you know, Tiffany needs her in a much different way, you know.
Yeah, to be on the show.
For me, it wasn't about need. I never needed her for my livelihood, for anything. I mean, I have, you know, I have great family and still very intact relationships from my college friends and professional friends. So I had her in my life because, you know, of that commonality that we shared and the intimacy that we had for all those years. But Tiffany is totally different. I mean, you know, this is a job for her. It's a paycheck. And, you know, and Leanne was the open door to a city where she hadn't lived in a very, very long time. So I think when money gets in, when there's a possible financial upside to a relationship, it really muddles up the water.
Okay, changing the subject. What do you think of Brandy? I mean, from my standpoint, she is adorable and funny and kooky. But is she the ding-a-ling that she portrays herself? Is she really that much of a ding-a-ling?
No.
Okay.
No, she's not. She's not. She's actually educated and intelligent. She's just a goofball.
Good. Well, see, so I like her. I really like her. And I know from being in Texas that a Dallas cheerleader, you are famous. It is not like, you know, Lakers cheerleaders or other type of cheerleaders or football cheerleaders, but you are famous. Famous. You become, I mean, you're, so is it that way? I mean, do people, because they keep mentioning it, that she was a cheerleader.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And she cheered for many, many years. So she did lots of seasons. Mm-hmm. And she also did one of the touring groups. You know, they do like the USO tour. So she was on one of the traveling squads. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, she had a great professional cheerleading career.
Yeah.
Along with her other, you know, real life. So she's really, the thing I like about Brandy most of all is how completely emotionally open she is. She is so incredibly, you know, raw. You see, everything you see is her, and it's right there in front of you at, in the moment. She's not guarded at all. And she's an absolute doll, and she's super, super funny, very quick wit. And she was really a joy to get to be with.
Okay, Marie, during the filming. I feel like the only housewife on this season that is coming for Leanne is Carrie. Like, what are your thoughts on Carrie? Because she seems like the one that's really trying to get, you know, she's really trying to, like, get Leanne to really show her personality on camera.
Yeah. Carrie is, she's a very direct person. And I think what she was trying to do is just, like, look, I know you don't like me. Just freaking admit it and tell me why. And I felt like that was the ongoing theme between the two of them the entire season.
I thought it was funny.
Carrie was just like, just tell me to my face what your issue is. And Leanne, you know, didn't do it. And I think that was what Carrie was feeling. She's like, all this stress and emotion and can tell you don't like everybody, but, you know, why do you not like me? Like, just come out with it, you know? Just tell me. And I think they may have teased that even a little bit of the two of them having that conversation for next week. Yeah, I think that was in the trailer at the end of the show. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where Carrie's coming from. It's not like she has something specifically about Leanne. It's the fact that she knows Leanne just didn't care for her, and she has no idea why. And she just wants her to just let me have it.
Well, I thought it was funny when she said that Leanne isn't getting as much sex as she is. And, of course, me knowing Leanne, I thought, no, Leanne, the whole time I was filming with her, she's like, I want to finish filming so I can go get laid. I mean, she was, like, getting plenty. Wow. So she wasn't – that wasn't the problem.
Well, on that note, we must wrap with you, Marie. But thank you for the inside look at Dallas.
Thank you so much, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
You too.
Thank you. All right. Well.
Okay. I like her. I really like her. I wish she was here.
Yeah. Let's take a look real quick at some news and gossip before we wrap this up.
Let's do it.
Okay. Real quick. TV
news. All right. Go for it.
So apparently Reality T had an exclusive interview with Stephanie Hillman. They asked her, are you surprised by the show's editing, knowing what was filmed versus the package delivered to viewers? Stephanie responded, I was a little surprised because sometimes they minimize things that happened. I do bring that up at the reunion. At one point when I was yelled at by Leanne, they kind of took away what happened in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they make edits to make the storyline better, but it can kind of get hurtful when you've lived it.
I for sure see that, right?
It seems to kind of match with other things you've heard tonight. Yeah. Yes.
We really saw her personality tonight.
Stephanie.
Yes.
She's good.
She was,
She was tough.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Yeah,
it's great.
I love when she said, well, why did you do all that in my house then if you don't want me involved?
Right? She took that moment.
It was perfect.
Well, she went to talk about the social work that she's done with Head Start and was frustrated that didn't air on the show. She commented on the charity-heavy storylines. She says, quote, I told our producer I'm very grateful that the show portrayed me for who I am, but I never really liked the idea of RHOD going so heavy on charity work because I feel like it's such a personal thing. If we do season two, I hope they cut back on that. We are not the voice of Dallas Charity, nor should we be.
Oh, so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So true. I think we've all said that also. Yeah. She also spoke of her husband lightening up on her and that a large reason she did the show was to help her grandparents. And that's really nice because we got to see her grandparents earlier in the episode, mm-hmm. so I think that's sweet. She says, my family is so sweet. I'm not from a wealthy family. My grandpa is a greeter at Walmart, and a lot of the reason I did this show was to help him out financially. It sounds awkward, but my husband works for our family. I didn't want to have him to take care of my family. I just wanted to make my own money to help my grandparents out. I think that's sweet.
I think it is too. She comes from a good place.
Yes.
And Stephanie had a reaction to tonight's killer episode, and in this interview she said, tonight's episode shows a really horrible experience that happened off camera concerning Carrie Duber. I'm still questioning concerning
her. Because she filmed it.
And it's the one thing that made me kind of done with Leanne. Tonight is the night where I finally draw a line in the sand with her. It was just so abusive, and that this is something I do not tolerate with friends or any relationship. So we kind of know where she stands. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, she voiced her opinion on the show as well, but she's still pissed.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, keep an eye open next week when Heidi Dillon comes into the studio to give her take on things.
Can't wait.
So definitely hang out with us next week, and it's the finale. Yes. So you can always keep up with us on social media. Give us your thoughts on Marie's call. I want to know what some of you are thinking.
Oh, yes.
Leslie, where can we find you and anything you want to promote?
At Leslie Berkland, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and it's Leslie Big Rich Texas on Twitter. And I am doing a radio show. It's going to be in actually a couple months starting, and it's Lattes with Leslie, and I will tell you more about
how
it.
How fun.
Yeah.
We need to be on an episode.
Everyone gets absolutely.
Yes. Let's dish.
Let's
Wonderful.
Do it.
Well, you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants, and you can find me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. We'll go backwards.
Yes, we'll switch it up. Yeah. And you can find me, of course, Blake V, on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
You guys can find me at Thomas Relina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And it's DJ Richie Scott on Instagram and Twitter, and Richie Scott on the Snapchat.
Until next time, keep it real with the Real Housewives of Dallas.
See you guys!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.